morning.
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 Awake, awake, O sleepers. For the time has come. Because you are the people you've been waiting for. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon you. And let it pour from every cell of your being. Because when you look in the mirror, you are the reflection of Jesus to the world. Yeah, hey, thank you, Jesus. Wow, I love that worship. I love all the jumping and the shouting and the glory. But you know, we need to take this out into the nation, onto the streets.
Yeah.
I was just engaging in the heavenly realm, and they were like, party on. All of heaven was cheering us on. And I saw minstrels, musicians, instruments I have never seen before that have never been seen on the earth. And I believe today that those blueprints, those revelations, those visions will come to us. And to many people in this nation, and these instruments will be produced and made and played in the streets and the markets of the Philippines, of Manila particularly. I saw, like, we were out on the streets and the worship band was out there. We've done this before in London. And we gathered a massive crowd and we had a massive glory invasion. It needs no persuasion because heaven is falling. Heaven has come. Heaven is cheering us on. And we had drummers and we were jumping and worshipping the Lord. And many, many, many people jumped into the boat and were saved. I prayed for a policeman on a motorbike. He wasn't really happy with what we were saying. But we said to him, against such things there is no law. There is no law taking Jesus to the streets. There's no law preaching the gospel. It's freely given, freely received in Jesus' name, Yeshua. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus. And the streets were flowing with the sound and the music and the vibrations and the frequencies of heaven. And it just draws the people in. It just draws them into Jesus, into that place of receiving him in their heart where lives are changed forever.
Right.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah.
I really feel like we should have instruments and we should be partying in a mass group. Seriously today. We normally split into groups, but I really feel like it's like a mass. I want to call it a mosh pit, but it's not a bad thing to say. You know, what? They want to know Jesus. They know there's something out there. They know there's something coming. They know they're missing something in their lives. And you're going to bring that life-giving transformation today, tomorrow, and the day after. Because you are glorious. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. His eye is on you, roaming to and fro, looking for you. And we say, yes.
Yes.
We bend and lean into heaven, and we say, yes.
Yes.
And we become full possessed through Jesus. With the power and the glory. You have so much power in your little finger. Cancer bursting, mighty, mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Words of knowledge and revelation, cutting like a double-edged sword out of your mouth, out of your belly, cutting to the very core of their lives. Today you're going to know people's phone numbers, you're going to know their names, you're going to know the secrets about them. And it's going to transform their lives. They're going to want to know how and why, you know. And you're going to tell them about Jesus. Wow. So we just pull on that revelation right now. We just pull on discernment. The way, the truth. And you're going to be the life-giving, light-giving people to Manila today.
Yes.
Wow.
before we do that,
has anyone not done this before? Have you all done it? Oh, my job's done then. I'm just going to do some reminders, go through some practicalities of how this works. So bear with me, you experts that do it all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your understanding. Well, as we've been saying the whole time, practice makes perfect. So we're going to do some practicing in a minute. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to lay out some fun cards. Choose a partner, two of you together. One of you comes and gets a card. And we're going to pray for each other. We're going to ask for some revelation. We're going to do a little bit of practice so we're already in the zone. In the glory zone, on the glory train. Ooh, because this train is bound for glory. This train. I love that song by Mumford & Sons. It's amazing. Wow, Jesus. So, every word, every prophecy is different. It says in Exodus 17:6 that Moses struck the rock. And that's what the Lord told him to do. Ezekiel prophesied to dry bones, and they became a mighty army, foretelling the future. This is in Ezekiel 37, 1-10. You've got handouts. I'll weave in and out of what I've written on there. This is just to help you. He didn't just foretell the future. He commanded the future. He caused the future of the nation. He called it forth into the present right now. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to speak into lives and destinies and bringing people into their future right now, in this time, in this season. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we may weep over a person and we don't always know, but that weeping touched them deeply to the very heart, to the very core. You might not say a word. You might just hug somebody and it'll be life transformational. You just go with what Holy Spirit's speaking to you in your heart, in your conscience, and it'll give you revelations and visions and words to speak forth, to call forth their destinies. Some of you will be singing and dancing. It says in Psalms in Colossians 3:16. Wow. Yeah. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you all, with worship, songs and hymns, with thankfulness in your heart to God. You'll just be thanking him and worshiping him. And it will just flow into their lives and flow down the streets and into the marketplace and into people's homes, calling forth the kingdom of heaven on the earth now. Now is the time. It's 11:11. There's an urgency to see the kingdom reign in Manila and in this nation. We just call it just plugging in. Just leaning in and flowing through the heart of the Father with words of love and affirmation. I break prophecy down into three different parts: application, impartation, and activation. So revelation could be dreams, visions. You may think it means nothing. I once was in a meeting and I said to this girl, "Life is like a box of chocolates." Joking. And then I said, the Lord says today that you are, I heard it, well, she didn't say the Lord, because we want to use like language they can understand. Even though she was a Christian in church, I said, I just hear in heaven, the Lord said, it's your Valentine, that you are Mrs. Valentine today. She wept, she cried, she wept, she cried, because her husband was there and he'd never, ever, ever bought her a box of chocolates on Valentine's or flowers. Or anything, and she did not feel the love of her husband. He wept his heart out, she wept her heart out, and it brought absolute marriage bliss. It changed their relationship forever. Wow. Now, what if I just thought, oh no, that doesn't sound right? I just started getting really whacked.
And I was like, every chocolate has a nut and a soft center. And you're like Mrs. Caramel. Or are you Mrs. Orange Chewy Flavor? And I was joking with them. They were absolutely transformed. And then we prayed with them about their situation. You get funny words. You'll get firmly words. But always remember, you're there to bring words of encouragement, destiny. You're pulling the future them in. You're bringing them into the kingdom places in their heart, into a place of a relationship with Jesus. I get super excited. This is my favourite. It's like honey on my lips. It's like milky macchiato, cappuccino, all the chocolate, Jesus with cream and marshmallows on the top. I was born for the streets and you were born for such a time as this. Oh! So Revelation, imagination is key under the government of Holy Spirit, guiding your thoughts, your words and your deeds and your intent, full of love, full of joy, full of Jesus, irresistible Jesus. Paul was praying, asking Holy Spirit for a word for the person. It will come in many ways, quick and fast. You might have to wait ages. There is no time scale. Take your time. Some of you will be like a mighty flowing river out of your mouth and out of your belly. Some of you, it will be really slow. You'll wait in ease, remembering you're sat in the seat of rest. Yeah. In that lovely comfy chair, in the lazy boy, in the jacuzzi of Jesus. No fear, no panic. You don't get a word, hug them. Talk to them. Normal chat. How you doing, mate? That's how I do in the UK. I walk up to people and go, hey, UK, you all right, mate? Because they say mate, where I come from in Chester. You all right, dear? You all right, love? You all right there, love? And they always talk to me. Because I got beaming Jesus pouring out of my face. I've got Holy Spirit makeup on. Because, you know, I'll have a makeover in heaven. I'm so whacked today. Okay. You may see pictures. You may see money, jewels, crowns. It can mean multiple things. Plug into Holy Spirit. Keep asking Holy Spirit, what does this mean? How do you want me to say that? Do you want me to speak? What do you want me to do? And it'll just flow easily in shalom. So application. The Holy Spirit will always give you something. Always, always, always. Because Holy Spirit is in charge. Such a good leader, comforter, best friend to you and the person that you're talking to. You're introducing them to your best friend. Here you are, darling. He's my best friend, Holy Spirit. To transform your life forever. Transformers in the air, in the sky. I got so wrecked in the cinema when I went to see that. My children moved away from me and sat somewhere else. I was so whacked. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we're not sure of the word the Lord's given us. It's okay to ask somebody else about what you're seeing. It's great to clarify with somebody else, because you often find they've got a similar thing, but it might be a different part. So, for instance, you might see a crown, somebody might see a scepter, somebody might see a cloak. And you all know, that straight away speaks to me of their identity, who they really are in Christ. And then you can talk together and interact together. That's really good to often, if you're not sure. You may get words past, present, and future. But the no-no is, No hatch, match and dispatch. No babies, dates and marriages. We don't say that. We don't go there. It's different if you're in a relationship with somebody like I know Billy Joe really well now. But at the end of the day, these are people we've never met before in our lives. Even if you see it, just bless it. If somebody comes up to you, this has happened to me many times, and they've been married, say, 9 years, and they're still a really young couple and they want a baby, I will just tell them maybe a story of somebody that I know got pregnant, or, you know, classic Sarah and Abraham. But often I can tell them about a friend of mine. I've seen so many people, after praying for them, their womb open up and become full of life, and they have children. But just pull on Holy Spirit. Use your sense, use your common sense, and use your discernment. Use that check in your spirit of Holy Spirit is really key. Because you can do the opposite. You can devastate them. You can give them a false promise. You're not a false prophet at all. We all make mistakes. And I've made loads because you come before the throne of grace. No marriages, no dates, no babies. And if you see it, just bless their womb, just bless the person. Pray it in. If you see the baby, call it into life, but in your own spirit, in your own thinking. And you might walk away and say to the team you're with, wow, did you see she's going to have a baby girl in a year? And they might say, yeah, I saw the same thing. Then you could just pray a couple of you together. But just call it in the spirit. Always check with the person what you're telling them. Ask them what they think, because then the revelation flows even more. And if they don't agree with what you're saying, it's okay. We don't have to convince them. Often they'll walk away and the Lord will give them the revelation. A year down the road, they might be washing the dishes, taking care of kids if it's a mum, and that very word you gave her, it begins to happen, she begins to remember it, and she realises it's already done, the word has already been fulfilled. Isn't heaven amazing? We don't force it. We just bring encouragement and love. Is it okay? You're all very quiet. Thank you, Jesus. Don't feel any pressure to interpret what you're seeing. Of course he's going to give you the interpretation. Often they interpret what you're saying. But don't feel any pressure. It's okay. Activation. Give words to people with integrity and love. As we said before, the person has a right to say you're wrong, and I can prove about making mistakes, and you're not a false prophet. If you look at 1 Corinthians 14:29, it states there we all moving under the government of Holy Spirit, and we will make mistakes. Because, you know, we are unqualified, and that's what qualifies us. Our unqualification is our qualification. It's like when I was asked to work in a school, and I was a mobile hairdresser, and I met this girl who worked in a hairdressing salon and was a manager. She was the same. We had no degree, no formal teaching training, but this headmaster of the school was determined to bring people into the school. Plumbers, electricians, people that knew hands-on how to teach hairdressing and beauty and plumbing. And they set up these mobile classrooms, and we had a salon. And we taught from very clever children to very special needs. It was so much fun. And we just learned how to teach the theory and teach the practical. It was mainly practical. I had no qualification, but I got the same rate pay as a fully fledged teacher. 5 years I did that, 2 days a week, when I really needed that job and the money. So what's the Lord got in store for you today and the coming days? As those combine harvesters and pioneers already been out there preparing their hearts for the salvation. Not just the one, the millions, the millions, the millions. We got no limit, and we all can say 2,000, 1 million. We say millions and trillions and nations, nations, nations. That's what it says in my Bible. Wow! Wow!
Wow.
Prophecy.
Wow.
Addresses their spiritual identity. Remember, you are not addressing their behavior. You're drawing on the seeds of greatness and fulfillment in their lives. People are not subject to their behavior. They can change. Whether they have addictions or they're discouraged in any way, today is the day of their transformation. Because you are transformers. You are reformers. You're going to bring redemption, restitution, restoration. And as you bring that in the atmosphere, it will change the frequencies, the sounds of this nation. Nation shapers, history makers. I want to be a history maker. I want to leave a legacy. Raising the dead, healing the sick. Salvations. Fishy glory. Wow! Jesus. I love prophecy. It's such a beautiful gift straight from the Father's heart. To be privileged and honored to have the privilege to speak those loving thoughts straight from the Father's heart. We're speaking heaven's language. And people see that Abba, Papa occupies our house because we are the temple of Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Can you feel that realm now? The Father walking amongst us right now. The realm of his heart, the Father heart. The Father heart of the nation. I felt a shift straight away then. The love language of the Father. Yeah. Whoa. We receive it. We swim in that realm. Backstroke. Breaststroke. Crawl. Floating. Sculling. In the thick milky love of Abba. Whoa, Jesus. Enjoying his embrace, enjoying his safety in those loving arms. That's what we are to this nation. Yeah! Prophecy is a supernatural utterance. Speaking forth. You are the mouthpiece, the spokesman of heaven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah! Ox, eagle, lion, man. You're Dave Harvey. Lightning, thunders, rainbows coming out of your belly.
Oh, Jesus.
Stay on track, Jane. The strain is bound for glory, the strain. The strain is bound for glory, the strain. No! Get on the train. What does Jesus' voice sound like? John 10:27 says, his voice sounds like you. It's a lot of drunken angels right now. I can feel them. They've been in the wine cellar all night getting ready to pour it out on the streets. Oh, feels right now like I'm in Daddy's liquor cabinet on the juices of the wine of heaven. You're getting it, really, John? There's a rumble, rumble, rumble in the tumble, tumble in Manila. Rumble, rumble, tumble, tumble. Yeah. We thank you, Father, now for the angels, the angelic canopy, the angelic help. Help is on its way. Help is on its way. Help is on its way. A young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed, aghast, surprised. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. Are you looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified? He is risen. He is risen from the dead. He's not here. He's not here anymore. Yeah. Behold, here is the place where he laid. But go tell the disciples. Go tell Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." You know, just as he says in his word, as it has become life and flesh and is dwelling amongst us, that you are dead raisers. You're healers, each one of you. You're full of a miraculous presence, power, dunamis, dynamite, hand grenade, glory bombs. Take your arrows. Release that glory today. Wow. Thank you, Father. So we're just going to do a little demonstration. So you're going to pair off into twos, right? And we're going to pray for each other. So first of all, it's going to pick a card. This is just to help you. Visualization is brilliant. That really helps you engage. If you're struggling to feel your way in or to see or get a word of knowledge. So I'm going to get this card, give it to you, like that, right, okay. And then I'm going to just pray for a couple of seconds. I thank you, Jesus. You'll be doing this quietly to yourself. So I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Lord, what do you have for you today? What's your name?
Chris,
what do you have for Chris today? And often I look on their T-shirt for what they're wearing and the Lord will give me a word straight away. So it's, his love endures forever. So I'm starting to think, oh, Lord, what are you saying? And then I look at the card and think, oh, glory, light, love, Jesus, you've got a servant heart. Your heart is full of love, full of beauty. You like to cook. You like to entertain people. You love having people around your house. I just straight away got the first word came into my head. Now I'll ask him if that's okay. If he says it isn't, I don't mind. I just go, okay, mate. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
It was right. That was the first thought. I didn't spend a lot of time going, Jesus, give me a word. Whoa. I was just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, serving hands. I saw food straight away, like plates of food. And then I saw nothing else. And I just felt the thought of the rest of the stuff that I prayed over him. Is this helping?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
So you're feeling the Father's heart. If you get nothing, I just go, I bless you. Do you have family?
Yep.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Oh, do you have two boys and a girl? And often the Lord will give me exactly the girl, but if you've got three boys, two girls, or I might even get their names. Oh, have you got a daughter called Sarah? Just that very first thought that comes into my head. You don't wrestle with the thought. Just flow with it. Let it flow with ease. And if I was once on the streets, and there were these group of young people, and we were singing songs. My friend's like Afro-Caribbean-y, and she sings crazy songs down a microphone bullhorn. And she was singing all these secular songs, but changes the words slightly if there's anything in them that's not lovely and nice. And she's just singing these songs and messing around. And this group were mocking us and shouting, and we didn't care. We prayed for loads of people. And then just as I'm leaving, I walked over to them and I go, you're having a good time having a laugh at us today, weren't you? And they're going, yeah, you guys are hilarious. And I went, did you enjoy it? And they're like, you're just funny. You're being really cheeky. And I sort of spoke to this guy and I just said, can I just tell you something? And he went, yeah. I said, is your dad a builder? Are you a builder? And he said, no, my dad is. So I went to the next guy and I said, are you an electrician? He went, no, my dad is, my uncle is. I was getting the right word, but it was the wrong person. That did not put me off. I'm like, no, not put me off. And they were laughing. In fact, they got so whacked, they got it so wrong. They thought it was funny, and we were having a really good laugh. And then we said goodbye. Just as we're leaving, I just put my hand on this girl's shoulder. And the Lord showed me her life, that she was, from the age of 14, a child carer for a mum. My mum was very disabled with cerebral palsy. I got the illness, the sickness, and the age of the mother. I was going for the name, but we needed to go because our car park ticket was running out. And she started to weep, and I just hugged her. And I said, I know your life's difficult, but Jesus is a sign of angels. Do you believe in angels? She said, I do. And then she started to tell me how she'd been praying and just needed encouragement. And on that day, in that time, we were the physical hug. Encouragement set by the Lord. It's good, isn't it? We could tell you loads of stories. So, let's just recap and remind ourselves. We're speaking life, we're speaking blessing, strength, comfort, encouraging them. You're looking, I love this, for the treasure. You're pulling the treasure out of them. Their potential, their destiny. Because they are meant to be like us. Kingdom shapers, nation shapers. Because remember, like us, their future is not like their past.
Amen. It's time for the hearts to awaken. All the nations are gonna be shaken. All the kings are gonna be raging. His power and truth will break in. It's time for the hearts to awaken. Be shaken, all the kings are gonna be raging. His power and truth will break in. It's time for the hearts to awaken. All the nations are gonna be shaken.